This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
I'm joyful and fun.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2.
That's cool, man!
On 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
All right, so in the middle of the baseball trade deadline approaching, the NBA draft was last night. And the top of the draft was as you expected, and then we wondered what the Knicks and the Nets would do. And I think the Knicks had a very productive night. So they had the 19 and the 21st pick in the first round. And they did some trading, and they added an additional one and a second, and then they traded to 25 in their trades, and they got the player that they wanted. In fact, they got Quentin Grimes and Miles McBride, two guys that they would have been comfortable at 19 and 21, and they get McBride in the second round. They get Grimes with the 25th pick. And now the Knicks, if you want to look to the future, they have six potential first-round picks over the next 4 years. And with free agency starting next week, they have $50 to $60 million in cap space. And they have a lot of young talent that they could build around. So I thought it was a pretty good night for the Knicks, starting out with the 19 and 21st pick. And the 25th pick of the draft after their maneuvering was Quentin Grimes. If you don't know, he's a 6'4" guard out of University of Houston. He can defend. He can shoot the three. He averaged 17.6 points and shot 40.4% from the three after he transferred from Kansas. And Quentin joins us now on the show. Quentin, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
We're doing great. So were you surprised that the Knicks selected you, or did you have a sense that they were interested in you?
I kind of got a sense after I had a really good workout with them. And then I think after that workout, my agents and then we were there and heavy talks about the pick. And then on draft night, I kind of got the word about 2 weeks before that the Knicks were going to take me. And I was just super excited to join the Knicks organization.
What was last night like for you? Take us through the night in general.
Man, it was surreal just watching the draft with my family and close friends. Yesterday was like the first day I was actually anxious and nervous about what was going to happen about the whole draft leading up to the experience. And then once I heard what my agent pulled me to the side and I got on the phone with the Knicks front office and they told me they were going to pick me, my heart just kind of just, my little stomach just dropped down, just kind of just felt a sign of relief. And then once I see my name come across the screen, it was just all the emotions just started to let out and I just tears running down my face the whole night.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, I keep reading about it, and you just said it, that you had a good workout. So, Quentin, please take us through what that workout is like and what makes it a good workout. What did you do there? What did they ask you to do that impressed them? Because at one point, like a couple of weeks ago, people said, well, you're probably going to be a second-round pick, and that workout catapulted you into the first round. So tell me about that workout with the Knicks.
Yeah, the Knicks, the workout was definitely the hardest one I had, for sure, but like you say, you're going into a workout, they already know you're a shooter. It doesn't matter if you make or miss shots. They want to see who's going to go out there and compete extremely hard at a high level. And I feel like that's what I did. From when we played 3-on-3, competing defensively, competing offensively, leading our teams to the wins, even in the quick 3-on-3 scrimmages that we had. They want to see who's going to go out there and compete at the hardest, because that's what Knicks fans love. That's what Coach Thibodeau wants from all his players. And I feel like I did that at a really high level. And I feel like I really stood out in my workout.
So who's guarding you, Quentin, during this workout? I mean, who are you going up against defensively and then shooting the ball?
Yeah, it was me, Jaden Springer, Josh Primo, and Kessel Edwards, like the main guys I was going up against, like the 2-on-2, 1-on-1, and we were competing at a really high level. I shot the ball really good that day as well, so I feel like I had one of my best workouts and performed at a really high level in front of the whole front office, and it definitely paid off.
What were your impressions of Thibodeau?
Man, he's a tough, hard-nosed head coach. Even when I was talking to him in the meetings, I really liked him. I feel like we connected for sure right away. He definitely got some similarities to Coach Sampson. It's definitely going to be on you to expect nothing but perfection, and that's what you want from a coach, to hold you accountable every day in practice, because my ultimate goal in my whole NBA career is to win the NBA championship, and I feel like we got to definitely bring that back to the city in New York.
All right, so how do you think you fit onto this Knicks team? You know the names that are there now, and as you heard when I introduced you, they have $50 to $60 million to spend in cap space. So how do you think you fit in?
I feel like I fit in great. I know 3 to 4 out of 5 guys on the team already, and I feel like I already have a relationship. I feel like I'm a really good shooter who can even get better as well. A good defender who can space the floor and play for not only myself, but for others as well. So I feel like I'm going to – hopefully have an immediate intake right away and hopefully do big things for the city.
What are your impressions of New York and playing at Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, it's a mecca of all meccas, the MSG. It's where everybody comes to put on a performance. So not only people come to your home court, they come to have their best game as well. So you got to bring your A game 110%. So I'm just looking forward to being locked in every single game. You're going to bring the stars out no matter who you play. So I feel like it's going to be every night. It's going to be the game to watch, the game to be on TV.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
When you were a kid and you'd be outside playing ball with your friends, who was the player you pretended to be?
Man, I pretended I was Kobe Bryant. That's why the main reason I wear number 24. And just watching him, like when I was growing up, he was a guy of the Lakers, coming to 5-5 ring. I would watch his old tape when he was with him and Shaq, just how competitive he was. That's kind of the guy I watch even like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm watching his film, his footwork. So that's the guy that I idolize in my driveway, hitting a, like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hitting that game winning shot like him.
Was his passing hard on you as a fan?
He said, "Well, yeah, it definitely was. It was kind of crazy when we heard about it. We heard it. He actually got the news during one of our games. Mm. We learned about it at halftime. It was kind of hard for really the rest of the game to even be played, just knowing that was heavy on our mind." But I'm definitely going to pick his brain about just kind of what he told him. Hopefully he'll pass that down to me, and I can continue his legacy about what he tried to instill in Julius Randle into somebody else. But it was definitely a hard day when I heard about that.
Now, before we let you go, Quentin, have you heard from any Knicks since you were drafted?
Yeah, I spoke to RJ and Emmanuel. They DM'd me. They're telling me congrats, welcome to the team, and like, let's get to work. Reggie Bullock. We have the same agent, so we kind of already – he called me last night talking about something, just, like, super excited for me. So like, we kind of guys going to be – I feel like we're going to be building something real special in the Knicks.
Well, congratulations.
I just want one more, Michael. Quentin, your half-brother, Tyler Myers, plays in the NHL with the Vancouver Canucks. It's the first time ever brothers have played in the NBA and the NHL at the same time. How cool is that, and what is your relationship with him? Are you guys close?
Yeah, we definitely, you know, it's surreal just to know that we're the first to have a brother in NHL and a brother in NBA. So my mom got bragging rights on my dad that she's the main athlete of the family. But yeah, he's been super supportive of me even through high school when he knew I was getting all my accolades and down to America. I try to catch his games on TV. So yeah, we definitely keep in touch. We're kind of just always trying to just stay in touch and kind of congratulate each other as much as we can, support each other as much as we can, even though we don't get to see each other that much.
Quentin, congratulations. You're a New York Knick. That's kind of cool, I'm sure, for you to hear, and we look forward to watching you play at Madison Square Garden.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks, Quentin.
Good luck.
You got it.
Man.
I mean, you see the kids, and you said, you know, he was crying. I mean, this realizes a dream. They dream about that moment to get selected, and, you know, he in 6 weeks, he pushed himself up from a second-round pick to a first-round pick, and it's a legitimate first-round pick that the Knicks would have felt comfortable at 19 or 21. That's how much they like this guy. So that's why their maneuvers, they got another first-round pick, another second-round pick, they got a stash pick, and they cleared some money as well. So they did okay. They did okay. I mean, it's not the big splash that Knicks fans want, but when you're not in the lottery, which is good, they weren't in the lottery the first time in 8 years.
Right.
They actually selected a guy that's gonna have a chance to really help them.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.